It is May 30. In my head, I keep a list of things, skills, and habits that I would not like to part with after winning and returning from the army. I also keep a list of everything that I don't want to hear about after the victory, which will have to remain in the army and never appear in my post-war life. Well, I would like to wear military boots even in times of peace. As it turns out, they are excellent footwear, much more comfortable than civilian shoes. The boots don't slip, they keep your feet warm, and they provide excellent support. It's almost impossible to twist your ankle in them. Furthermore, modern Ukrainian military boots look almost like regular sports shoes, and you can't look like some military dude even if you wear them every day to work or for shopping. I will also take compression socks from the army. They are fantastic. You can walk all day in them without the risk of your feet swelling in the evening, making it impossible to take another step. I enjoy walking a lot, and I even tried to plan my route from home to work in a way that involves less subway rides and more walking. So these socks will definitely come in handy for me. Of course, in times of peace, I will also bring along my boonie hat. Without it, I feel naked during the summer. It provides excellent protection from the sun, insects, and branches. Yes, it may look a bit funny, so what? It would also be beneficial to bring along the ability to sleep in any conditions, the skill to go without food for whole days, and the ability to find joy in simple things like taking a shower, washing clothes in the machine instead of by hand, go to bed when you want and not when the shelling stops and it becomes more or less safe. What I definitely don't want to bring with me into civilian life, first and foremost, is weapons. No more guns after the war. I've been almost inseparable from my rifle and all Soviet Kalashnikov for 15 months now. And peace will truly come to me when we finally part ways. Furthermore, in civilian life, there will be no more room for short military haircuts. We are not compelled to wear short hairstyles. It is a necessary measure. Short hairs requires less precious water for maintenance. They don't need to be combed and they don't interfere with wearing a helmet. It's not like I'm going to let my hair grow shoulder length, but I will at least grow them from the current 1/3 of an inch to the inch of length. Along with the war, the substitute shower wipes will forever be left in the past. These are military sponges that can be moistened with a couple of spoonfuls of water to create foam and allow for wiping the body. They indeed do a great job, but psychologically, they don't give the feeling of being clean after using them, so they will also remain in the military. I made such grand plans for the future as if victory was within reach. Unfortunately, it is not. There are still months of war ahead, months of blood, destruction, pain, and tears. But such planning for a future sometimes helps to distract from gloomy thoughts. Okay, next time I will tell you about the battles and about what happens on the front lines.